Hi, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Bava Kamma, the 8th chapter, Mishnah 1 and Mishnah 2. Hachovo b'chaveru, whoever wounds his fellow, chayv alav mishum chamisha devarim, is obligated for five things, liable for five things. Benezek, for damage, betsar, for pain, beripoy, for healing, beshevet, for loss of time, ubeboshes, and for shame. Benezek Ketzad, how is he liable for damage? Semes Eno, if he blinded another's eye, Katas Yado, cut off his hand, Shibras Raglo, broke his foot, Roinosok Ilhu Evin Nimcher Bashuch, we consider him as if he was a slave sold in the market, Veshamin Kamahaya Yafe, Vekamahu Yafe, and we appraise how much he was worth, and how much he is now worth. Tsar, how do we evaluate it? Pain. Kivau bishpud o bimasmer, if someone burned him with a spit or with a nail. Vafil al siparno, even if it was on his fingernail. Makom she'eno osa chabura, a place where it produces no wound. Omdim kama adam kiyotze bezeh rotze litolios mitstarkach. We go ahead and we assess how much a person in his situation would be willing to accept in order to go undergo such amount of pain. Ripui, how do we evaluate healing? Hikahu chayav lafuto. If one struck someone else, then he's obligated to heal him. Chaisa kolsarka. I'm sorry. Alu bosmachim, and if a growth appears on it, on that area, imach masamacha, if it's because of the blow that he received, chayef, then he's chayef. Shalomach masamacha pater, but if it's not because of that blow, then he's pater. Chaysa v'nistara, so if it healed and then it opens again, the wound, Chaisa v'nistara, chayav lefuso. So if it opens again, he's obligated to heal it again. Chaisa kol sarcho, ena chayav lefuso. However, if it healed completely, then he's not obligated to heal him still. He's finished with that obligation. Sheves, so loss of time because of the injury. How do we evaluate that? Roi nosok ilhu shomer kishuin. We look at him as if he is a guard of a cucumber field. Shekvar nasan lo dmei yado udmei raglo. That he's already been paid for his compensation for his hand and compensation for his foot. Boshes, shame. Hakolafi hamoyadesh vamit bayesh. It's all evaluated according to the dignity and the insulted party. What does that mean? Hamavyesh es ha'aram, if you embarrass someone who's naked, hamavyesh es ha'sumer, you embarrass someone who's blind, hamavyesh es ha'yoshen, you embarrass somebody who is sleeping, so then chayef, you're obligated. V'yoshen shebiyesh pater. However, if a sleeping person caused the embarrassment, then he's pater. Nafal min hagag, you fall from a roof, v'hizik, ubiyish, chayav al hanezech, upatal haboshes. So if you fall from a roof and you injured and shamed somebody, so you're liable for the injury, but you're exempt from the shame. Why? Because it's written, v'shalcha yada v'chizika b'mivushav, eina chayav al haboshes ad shia miskaven. And she puts forth her hand and takes him by the secret parts. So he's not liable for shame unless he intended to shame. So we know that by Nezek, since he injured somebody and decreased his value as a result of the wound, and we know it's written eye for an eye, so the Chachamim interpreted this as whoever blinds the eye of his fellow pays him the value of that eye. And by tsar, by pain, it says wound for wound. And it seems like this is extra. So it's teaching us that the compensation must be paid for pain as well, even in a case where it was already paid for the injury. In other words, if you cut off a person's hand, even though you already pay for the value of the hand, he's still not exempt from paying also for the pain, because you could have cut the hand off with the use of a drug, which would have caused less pain. But if you cut it off with a metal tool and it caused him pain, so you have to pay for that, and for the healing, and for the loss of time, until he's thoroughly healed. And for the shame. Again, we learn the shame from the pasuk. It says, she put forth her hand and takes him by the secret parts. So then you shall cut off her hand. And that's interpreted as saying payment for shame. Now, if you blinded another's eye or cut off his hand or broke his foot, so then we're going to evaluate him as if he was a slave being sold in the market. We'll see how much he was worth before the injury, how much is he worth now after the injury, and the difference is what is paid by the damaging party as compensation. Okay, now again, if an injury produces no wound, so the only damage is pain, so then we assess how much would a person in his situation be willing to go through such pain, for how much money would they be willing to do so? And that's how much we want to, that's how much we have to compensate for having done that. The Mishnah cites a case in which there is pain without damage, but the law is that the compensation is paid for the pain even when there is damage as well, as we've already explained. Now, we said that we consider him as the custodian of a cucumber field. And so that's easy work. So even if your foot or hand has been amputated, you can still do it, even though he can still do it. But now that he's not well, he can't do it. So therefore you pay him the wages that a cucumber field custodian would get, because you've already been paid for the hand and the foot. And now we're just paying him for his not being able to even do that because he's feeling unwell. And the assessment of compensation according to the wages of a cucumber field custodian is only in the case of an unskilled worker. If a person has a craft at which he could work if it wasn't for his ill health, then his loss of time is calculated according to the amount he loses by not being able to practice his actual craft due to the ill health, according to Tosfos. Okay, now we're going to do Mishnah 2. Zechomer ba'adam mibashur, sha'adam mishalam nezek, tsar ripoy sheva suposhet, mishalam d'mei vlados, v'shur ena mishalam as a nezek v'upater mid'mei vlados. So it's more stringent by a human being than for an ox, because a human being pays injury, pain, healing, loss of time, and shame, and pays compensation for miscarriage, while an ox only pays for damage and is exempt from compensation for miscarriage. So therefore, in these respects, the law is more stringent for a human being than for an ox. Okay, and as explained before that it was written, if men strive together and hurt a woman with child so that her fruit depart and yet no harm follow, the woman does not die, then the striker, the human being, shall surely be fined. According to the woman's husband shall lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. So again, or if a man maims his neighbor. Again, it's talking about a human being who maims, not an ox. So, therefore we see that the laws are more strict on the human being than on the ox. Tomorrow we'll learn Mishnah 3 and Mishnah 4.